Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And it's another early morning as we get together, Alan.
It is. And it's hot and humid and muggy. And I look back on the awful winter when we're all freezing. And I say, okay, so this is hot and muggy and, you know, not that good. But is it better than the winter? Absolutely. So everything is relative, right?
Indeed. Well, the ceremonial bill signing in New York took place yesterday. The law was actually signed over the weekend, Alan, and New York has become the 23rd state in the country to authorize marijuana as a medical treatment, although it will be 18 months before anything happens.
It will be 18 months. People aren't going to be able to smoke it. They're going to have to take it in very defined ways. The governor, of course, being a strategic genius, has figured out that there's a big push for medical marijuana. They're going to get it, but they're going to get it in a way in which it is highly defined as a basic medicine and not as somebody who is suffering from incurable brain cancer, somebody who can pick up marijuana and smoke it. That way, the governor gets credit for having passed a medical marijuana bill, in quotes, but at the same time, having put real brakes on the way that it can be used and reserves to himself the ability to call it off at any moment. And it gives what I would only call a Pyrrhic victory to many of the people who wanted medical marijuana and are going to run around and claim that they got it, but they really didn't.
Something else happened during the bill signing yesterday, Alan. Reporters asked if Governor Cuomo was keeping his running mate, former Representative Kathy Hochul, out of public view because of her moderate to conservative opinions on immigration and gun control. He said that's absurd and silly.
Again, the whole concept of being strategically apt, his ability to pick somebody who might pick off some of the other people. Look, first of all, she's from upstate, and he spent enormous amounts of time cultivating upstate, particularly Buffalo and that Niagara region, and that's where she's from. And that gives him claim to having both a woman and somebody from upstate and somebody who has views different from his own, maybe picking off a few of those people who are the anti-gun control folks. So it was a pick that looked good at the time. Now he's got a whole number of people talking about running for lieutenant governor. And the idea that he would be saddled with somebody who he doesn't want is something that both Papa Cuomo had with Al Del Bello, who eventually just quit and walked away in disgust. And now Andrew, I'll tell you one thing. If somebody gets elected lieutenant governor who has to run separately, you know, in a primary, if somebody does win that who is not Andrew Cuomo's choice, boy, I wouldn't want to be them if they win.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thanks as always.
And thank you, David. Always great to talk to you, and have a great day, and remember that this too shall pass.